Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. You're here for Torah today. We're excited to be here with you this afternoon. And today's portion continues the narration of the temples or the tabernacle's construction with a focus on the responsibilities that are concerning the preparation for service to, for the service that's to be carried out. Further, the statutes of Yah are revealed here that those whom he's chosen will be armed with the knowledge of how to effectually work their inherited covenant, the covenant that is of the God of gods, whose words perpetually produce. So patterns, special garments, and consecration will all be expressed in today's Torah reading. So grab your Bible, a notebook, and pen as we read Torah today. Make yourself ready to read, so you'll be positioned for the revelation that Father's going to bring tomorrow as we do our prophetic Torah portion, conversation, table talk. You're going to be prepared for the revelation that brings recalibration in this season. Today's Torah passage is beginning Exodus 27, starting at verse 20, going through the 30th chapter and the 10th verse. That's our parasha for today. Our haftarah, which is our prophetic reading for today, is Ezekiel 43. Verses 10 through 27, and our good message portion for the day is going to be Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. So let's prepare ourselves. I'm going to give you just a second to get your Bible, get your pen and pad, and we'll be ready to move forward in just a second. I'm just going to give you. Well, bless the Lord. Let's go ahead and get started with Exodus chapter 27. Again, today is just the reading of those passages. Tomorrow we're going to come back and dive in that the Holy Spirit would allow us to reveal the things that have been revealed in these passages prophetically and to just share some table talk. So if you want to be back tomorrow, you're going to want to connect to the line if you have any questions, if you want to share some insight or some enlightenment that you've received from the passage today or in your study time concerning it, then we're going to be open to do that tomorrow as well. The chat lines or the chat window will be opened. All righty? All right. Today's Torah passage is Tetzaveh or Tetzaveh, which means you shall command. You shall command. Hallelujah. And it begins Exodus 27, verse 20. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. Verse 21, in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto the generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Chapter 28. Verse 1, and take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. Verse 2, and thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother for glory and for beauty. Verse 3, and thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Verse 4, and these are the garments with which they shall make a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Verse 5, and they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. Verse 6, and they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue and of purple, of scarlet and fine twined linen, with cunning work. It shall have two shoulder pieces thereof, joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. Verse 8, and the curious girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue and purple and scarlet, and fine twined linen. Verse 9, and thou shalt take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the children of Israel. Verse 10, six of their names on one stone and the other six names on the rest on the other stone, of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth. Verse 11, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shalt thou engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. Verse 12, and thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. Verse 13, and thou shalt make ouches of gold. Verse 14, and two chains of pure gold at the ends of wreathen work shalt thou make them, and fasten the wreathen chains to the ouches. Give me a second here. Verse 15. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work after the work of the ephod. Thou shalt make it of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen. Shalt thou make it? 16. Four square it shall be being doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. 17. And thou shalt set it in settings of stone, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. 18. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. 19. And the third row, a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. 20. And the fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosings. 21. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. 22, and thou shalt make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of wreathen work of pure gold. 23, and thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shalt put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. Verse 24, and thou shalt put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings, which are on the ends of the breastplate. 25, and the other two ends of the two wreathen chains thou shalt fasten in the two ouches, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. 26, and thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the two ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward. 27, and two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the forepart thereof, over against the forepart. Hold on 1 second. Mighty God, I got people calling me during the broadcast. Help me, Lord. Over against, I just want to make sure that you guys aren't hearing the phone ring in my ear. My God, because I'm hearing it ring. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Let me disconnect this phone from this earpiece. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your patience, guys. That's something I should have done before I got started here. There we go. Connections. Let's disconnect it. All right. Now let's try this again. All right. Where did we leave off at? Okay. Verse 18, and the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. We are in chapter 28, verse 19. Chapter 28, verse 19. And the third row, a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. 20, and the fourth row of beryl and onyx and the jasper, they shall be set in gold in their enclosing. 21, and the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. I might have read this already, but we're going to read it again. 22, and thou shalt make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of wreathen work, pure gold. 23, and thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. 24, and thou shalt put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate. 25, and the other two ends of the two wreathen chains thou shalt fasten in the two ouches, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. 26, and thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the two ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward. 27, and two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the forepart thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. 28, and they shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof unto the rings of the ephod, with a lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate be not loose from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth unto the holy place, when he goeth in unto the holy place, for a memorial before the Lord continually. 30, and thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. 31, and thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue. 32, and there shall be an hole in the top of it in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of an habergeon, that it be not rent. 33, and beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. 34, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe round about. 35. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. 36. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, engrave upon it like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. 37. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre. Upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. 38. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. 39. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. 40. And for Aaron's sons thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them. For the glory, this is being made for glory and for beauty. 41. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. 42. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. 43. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him. Chapter 29. And this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them, to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish. Verse 2. And unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil. Of wheaten flour shalt thou make them. Verse 3. And thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. 4. And Aaron and his sons, thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water. 5. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. 6. And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. 7. Then shalt thou take anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. Verse 8. And thou shalt bring his sons, and put coats upon them. 9. And thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons. 10. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. Verse 11. And thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, I haven't taken the time today to tell you what to highlight, but we'll go back over it tomorrow. I'll give you what to highlight in these passages, but I definitely, since I just went over that, I want you to highlight hands upon the head of the bullock, okay? But we'll come back to the rest of it. And thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock, and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. 13. And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. Verse 14. But the flesh of the bullock, and his skin, and his dung shalt thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a sin offering. 15. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Highlight it or underline it again. 16. And thou shalt slay the ram. Highlight or underline it again. And shalt take his blood and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. 17. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him and the legs, and put them unto his pieces and unto his head. 18. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. 19, and thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Highlight or underline it again. 20, then thou shalt kill the ram. Highlight or underline it, and take of his blood, and pour it upon the tip, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. 21, and thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed in his garments and his sons' garments with him. 22, also thou shalt take of the ram, the fat and the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards and the caul before above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. 23, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. 24, and thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and shalt wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. 25, and thou shalt receive them of their hands and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. 26, and thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. 27, and thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is heaved of the ram of the consecration, even that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. 28, and it shall be Aaron's and his sons by statute forever from the children of Israel, for it is a heave offering, and it shall be an heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offering unto the Lord. 29, and the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. 30, and that son that is priest in his stead, and that son, verse 30, that is priest in his stead, shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. Verse 31, and I shall take the ram of the consecration and seed his flesh in the holy place. 32, and Aaron and his son shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 33, and they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made to consecrate and to sanctify them, but a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. 34, and if aught of the flesh of the consecrations or of the bread remain unto the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. 35, and thus shalt thou do unto Aaron and to his sons, according to all things which I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them. 36, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement, and thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 37, 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. 38, now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar: lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. 39, the one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at even. 40, and with the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and a fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. 41, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at even, and shall do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. 42, this shall be a continual burnt offering throughout the year, throughout your generations, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yah, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. Okay. Verse 43, and there will I meet with thee the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. 44, and I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the and the altar, and I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. 45, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will be their God. 46, and they shall know that I am the Lord, their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am Yah, their God. Hallelujah. Chapter 30, verse 1. Make sure we're going to the proper verse here. Oh, yeah, I got this in front of me. Verse 10. We're going chapter 30, verse 1. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon. Of shittim wood shalt thou make it. Verse 2. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. Four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same. 3. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof. And thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. 4. And two golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it by the two corners thereof. Upon the two sides of it thou shalt make it, and they shall be for places for the staves to bear it withal. 5. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood and overlay them with gold. 6. And thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony before the mercy seat that is over the testimony where I will meet with thee. 7. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresseth the lamps, he shall burn incense upon them. 8. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, and a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. 9. Ye shall offer no strange incense. I want you to highlight that. Ye shall offer no strange incense. And I want you to go back up and go to verse 7 and highlight that whole verse. It says, and Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. Okay? Just that whole thing from 7 to 9, I want you to make a note of that. And we're going to go back, like I said, tomorrow and make the notes that are necessary for the passage. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. 10. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in a year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, 12. Oh, I went past it. Verse 10 was our end, so I'll read it again. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year. Once in a year. Highlight that. Atonement. Once in a year. Okay, that's verse 10. Once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in a year shall he make atonement upon it through your generation. It is most holy unto the Lord. Okay, let's go to our Haftarah, which is our prophetic passage for today. That's in Ezekiel chapter 43. Ezekiel chapter 43. We're not going to use all of our time today, but I always want to make sure we got enough time because we're simply going to read today. Simply going to read. And tomorrow we'll come back and share. I will as well express what I shared last week as our broadcast was completely interrupted. I was talking, I spoke for 2 hours just about, and in that 2 hour period, all you guys heard was the music. So I'll definitely share some of the points from which I shared from that prophetic Torah last week. All right, Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 43, verse 10 through 27. All right. Thou, son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. I want you to highlight measure the pattern. 11. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house. I should highlight show them the form of the house and the fashion thereof. and the goings out thereof, and the comings in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. My God, this is so powerful today. I want you to absorb this word. Verse 12, this is the law of the house. Upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof, round about, shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. 13, and these are the measures of the altar after their cubits. After the cubits. The cubit is a cubit and a handbreadth. Even the bottom shall be a cubit and the breadth a cubit and the border thereof, by the edge thereof, round about, shall be a span. And this shall be the higher place of the altar. 14, and from the bottom upon the ground, even to the lower settle, shall be two cubits, and the breadth one cubit. And from the leaser settle, even to the greater settle, shall be four cubits, and the breadth one cubit. 15. So the altar shall be four cubits, and from upward shall be four horns. 16. And the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 broad, square in the four squares thereof. 17. And the settle shall be four. The settle shall be 14 cubits long and 14 broad in the four squares thereof, and the border about it shall be half a cubit, and the bottom thereof shall be a cubit about, and its stairs shall look toward the east. 18, and he said unto me, Son of man, thus saith the Lord God, these are the ordinances of the altar in the day when they shall make it, to offer burnt offerings thereon, and to sprinkle blood thereon. 19, and thou shalt give to the priests, the Levites, that be the seed of Zadok, which approach unto me to minister unto me, saith the Lord God. You shall give to them a young bullock for a sin offering. Make sure. Yep. A young bullock for a sin offering. Verse 20. And thou shalt take of the blood thereof and put it on the four horns of it and on the four corners of the settle, and upon the border round about. Thus shalt thou cleanse and purge it. 21. Thou shalt take the bullock also of the sin offering, and shall burn it in the appointed place of the house. I want you to highlight that. Burn it in the appointed place without the sanctuary. 22. And on the second day thou shalt offer a kid of the goats without blemish, highlight or underline without blemish, for a sin offering. And they shall cleanse the altar, and as they did cleanse it with the bullock. 23, when thou wast made an end of cleansing it, thou shalt offer a young bullock without blemish, and a ram out of the flock without blemish. 24, and thou shalt offer them before the Lord, and the priest shall cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering unto the Lord. 25, 7 days thou shalt thou prepare every day a goat for a sin offering. They shall also prepare a young bullock and a ram out of the flock without blemish. 26, 7 days shall they purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. 27, and when these days are expired, highlight that, and when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the eighth day and so forward, the priest shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. All right, our good message passage for today, and I'll share with you tomorrow why I'm not saying good news. It's something that I've learned many years ago, but I kind of fell back into that whole good news just for the sake of making sure that my conversation was understood. So now I'm gonna actually come back into the place that I need to be in and tell you guys about the good message passage, and we'll explain tomorrow why I'm saying good news instead of gospel. Okay? Matthew 5, 18 through 20. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18 through 20. Hallelujah. We are almost done with our reading for today. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18 through 20. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Thus reads all of our passages for today. I'm excited about tomorrow. We're going to come back together around this time and begin to share the prophetic revelation of the passages for Torah's readings today. I'm excited. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I want you to delve back into this passage, and I want you to go back and to begin to highlight the things that stand out to you. You go back, and I want you to begin to highlight the things and underline the things that stand out to you and begin to jot down notes, because I want you to have questions for tomorrow. So let's come back together and share around not just the reading, but the revelation and the recalibration that Torah is going to bring to the sons tomorrow. I love you so much. Listen, our mantra in this season, I believe it's going to be perpetual throughout the generations. One of the things that we need to understand as a body of sons is that the body is not a me thing, but it's a we thing. I wanted to share that with you before I left. I want you to begin to declare that. I want you to begin to become that and to share that. The body is not a me thing. It's a we thing. Love you so much. Till the next time we meet.